Only for dance, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mia, 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 mokato. Maserati lo moto.
I'm a mock on what time they pull. Cause I put up in
the I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my card, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
My leg will even. My leg will come.
She be make a samoa. Say my tukina go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna G with the big boys?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is another beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Should I say Wednesday evening? But literally, I have to say this first of all. Italy was going on. I don't know if it's all over Italy, but in central Italy, I don't know what the hell is going on. Because right now, I can sincerely tell you that it is supposed to be summer, in the sense that it's supposed to be sunny all day, like from around 6 in the morning, 7, we can have a little bit of sun. From around 10, it's going to be a little bit odd. 2-3, man, you have to be at the beach. If not, if you're walking at that time, you might just faint. Around, you know, 6, 7, 8, the sun starts to drop. 9 until the sun falls finally. But can you believe that as I'm talking to you right now, for literally 4 days now, it has been raining. And today's is 26th of June 2024. I mean, it is literally raining in central Italy. We're in Fabriano, and it rained just 2 hours before this podcast right now. And it's 6:30. God, I don't know. Public service announcement. I just want to say, if you are, I know the UK weather is unpredictable, like the northern Europe side, especially we're talking about like the Ukraine's, what will I say, the Russia's, the United Kingdom, and the rest of them. It is really difficult for them to find a really nice summertime, you know, really, really enjoy the summertime. But Italy, it has been like a old deal since I've been living in this country. When it's like in April, May, you start seeing the sun, till maybe September, October. So we really have a long time when it comes to, we really enjoy the summer when it comes to summer enjoyment, you know, that kind of thing. But I just want to say bad news to everybody who has been planning or who is planning to come to Italy this summer. I'm sorry to tell you, summer has been cancelled in Italy because I don't know what this weather is going to be. I even spoke with somebody that was like, do you think we're going to be having summer this year? I don't know, because if this is summer, ladies and gentlemen, you imagine now, let's just put it in an instance. Imagine now me going to the beach and be like, let me go, you know, get a little sunbathe and getting there overall, really start to the fall. You know that kind of feeling. You know what it feels like. Let's just keep it that way. So without talking too much, we really have lots to cover in today's episode, because basically we'll be like, you know, talking about albums. And 2 weeks ago we invited a guest, Lokemania, shout out to him. Last week we talked about Tems album, and three weeks we talked about Arrestar's album. So literally we haven't been able to talk about, you know, other stuff generally, but today in general we get a lot of gist for now, starting from Davido himself, the king of Afrobeat. We call him the 001, and at this very moment he has been able to finally join somebody to him, which we're going to tag here, you know, understand. And without being told, we already know, if you've been in the Afrobeat world since, like, you know, Saturday, or probably can I say Friday last week, it has been on fire. It has been Davido and Chioma. And congratulations to the both of them. I just want to say, from this show, from us to you, from Radio Fab to, I don't know, 30 BG and Chioma's family, I just want to say congratulations to the Adeleke's family. It's a great one. We just want to say congratulations. It's a great one. You know, being able to find somebody at this stage of your life, like, I don't know how to say, I'm not saying it's too late or it's too early, but I'm saying being able to be a star and still able to be like, you know what, I just really want to get married because I have somebody who is bringing more than, how will I say, my career into my life. So I just want to say congratulations to Davido and his family. So first of all, it's like I'm talking too much. First of all, I really need to reintroduce myself. I go by the name Dachley Sherbrooke, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab, and this is my house. We're a show whereby we'll come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to talk about the best of Afrobeat music, its culture, and what has been going on in general. I guess this is the biggest show literally you can really find outside of Nigeria when it comes to Afrobeat. So without talking too much right now, there is a big song in the house right now. It is Ogechi, and it has been a very beautiful song that has been trending all over Nigeria. If you've been on TikTok, it has been like another banger stuff. Like, trust me, it's like Rema borrowed them that you wore, now they use them. And talking about the song itself, it has been massively, you know, doing well for itself. It is right now number one in Afrobeat Shazam playlist, and also, you know, topping some other charts out there in Nigeria itself. And during this period of the video getting married, he officially decided to be like, you know what, I can't sing. I just want to jump on this track. You know what, I can't sing. So finally, Branjoy, Boy P, and Heist finally featured Davido on the song Ogechi, and this is the remix. So listen, we're gonna be back because we have, as I said, a lot to talk about on this episode. So Ogechi by Brownie Joe, Boy P, Heist, and Davido. You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Say one le. Okay, she don't give me something. Pop. Roger, over. I don't even tell you, governor. Like she do me karashika. Make I no feel liver. Me way be John Cena. I say, I swear you mind. Die. Baby, girl, now you be got design. My life. As your face, they show, now show your shoe design. Now you gon' be my wife. You got to be my wife. For you, I paid the price.
Plenty came from my life, now you I choose. I don't dey wonder if you everything I bruise. If I do you don't my baby boo, I'm sorry. You say I get too many girls, that's on a story. But now you dey my mind, I swear, say now you dey my mind. I swear I know the lie, I dream about you all the time. Cause girl, you blow my mind, and I know fit tonight. Oh girl, you do me bad.
Yeah. Ogechi, Ogechi, kama.
Nelo my baby, okay, come on, kama. Lulu fe, no kula, I need your love for my. I'm if I'm genyeki, obi mo imani maka. Pretty in your love is all I do for the living. I tempted to touch your foreign booty. If I kill him all, still in love like that. It's a full and awful bad. Oh baby, this love is real. I give you all my body, I'm official. Turn up like Oba, boy, I can't wash out. Yeah, you forgot her, baby, I don't say you like her. Mani, magali, let her do la ma. But I run to make us spray you on my dollar now. But I did for my body, yeah. Drop my granite to make it burn my picking oh. Ogechi, Ogechi, come on. And you my baby, oh, come on.
Okay, that was Ogechi by the one and only Branjoy, Boy P, and YC. And hi YC, I don't know. HYC. I don't even know how you pronounce it. Is the spelling is HYCE. I don't know. I just call him YC. I'm featuring Davido in general, and I can, according to the verse that Davido just delivered, it means he's officially dedicating that to Chichi, who how will I call her name? What if Davido wife to begin? Chioma, yes, Chioma, the assurance baby, yeah. And talking about the marriage, and I said their wedding, I just want to say congratulations once again. It has been a wedding. It was not. I don't know if it's still going on, because you know, celebrating wedding, and it's just something I really can't describe, because the video made me feel like there are levels to these things. Like literally, he's the first person I'm seeing doing a wedding on the weekday, you know. God, Jesus Christ, God, I beg, make me make money, I beg. Like, I started reasoning some things. Like, you get married on the weekend, invite some of your close friends, they'll still give you excuses like, I was busy during the weekend, I was doing stuff, and you know. But since all your friends are bosses, like, they don't go work for 1 month, the business goes see ruin. You know that kind of thing. But God, I beg, I want blow. So Davido really, this wedding itself, I learned a lot from it. And one of them was, try as much as possible be influential as a person. Yeah, because this wedding it was a wedding that a lot of people were willing to attend, but it was strictly on invitation. And people were even celebrating the IVs and all of those. Trust me, it was really a wedding to witness. Though I wasn't there, but on what I saw online, I was really impressed. And I just want to say congratulations once again to Davido. A lot has been happening, as I said. Central C has been in Nigeria for like 2 weeks now. I don't know if he has left, just for the music video of Wave by Asheke also. And trust me, it was also an amazing what will I say, collaboration. And that's what we're going to be listening to next, by the way. Don't get it twisted. Talking about Asheke and Central C itself, I just want to say I love the way Asheke brought out, you know, the African vibe, and he was able to, you know, use the streets of Lagos. And I don't know how to say this. I just hope a lot of artists, I know Davido has done it a lot of times, but I just hope a lot of artists will be able to understand these things. Like, come on, bring these people to your country, let them understand your culture. Not be alone now with a flyer now. At least I'm not saying Nigeria is the safest place to be around the world, but I just want to say it's also not the baddest place to be around, trust me. That is why I use words like, when I, you know, come in encounter with any, you know, foreigner or somebody who has no African knowledge, I try as much as possible to educate them and make them understand. Not as bad as you see in the news, because I've come to, you know, the Western world, Italy in general, and I've traveled a little bit. I started to realize that, come to think of it, Africa is one of the safest place that I can be. I don't know any other part of the world. Talking about I grew up from the southern part of Nigeria. Yes, it is chaos sometimes, it is bad, it's killing, there is, you know, armed robbers, you know, stealing stuffs and all of the, yes, I understand all of those things. Trust me, they are everywhere. But just that the stigma we put into Africa is just more than we really are. Like, how will I say it? The hype is more than what it is. It's like you trying to overhype an English player. Let me put it that way for those who understand football. It's for you, like, I'll put it this way. It's for you trying to be like somebody trying to describe something, a marketer is trying to sell you something that they don't like. So that is, there's something you don't like, and you try as much as possible to make it as sweet and nice as it will sound. So for me, I just see that as what, you know, the media has been doing to Africa for a very long time. So I think it's about time we start understanding how it goes. I spoke to, was it not 4 or 5 years ago when I spoke to an Italian lady? She was, you know, one of those we taking care of us in the project when I nearly came to Italy in general. I spoke to her, and she was like, she loves visiting Africa. I was like, are you not scared? Was like, scared? Trust me, I love even Nigeria more than Italy because of the culture. You know, I was like, but the killing was like, nah, I've been there, so it's not something people would tell me. So I felt like that's just the truth. Like, I'm not saying, as I said, it's not the safest place in the world, also it's not the most dangerous place in the world. It's so as I am right now. Like, when I was growing up, I say this thing all the time, the media made me feel like the Arabs are the most dangerous people you can ever see on the planet. I'm not trying to brag about this. I lived in Nigeria most of my life until I, you know, started traveling and all of those. So when I came encounter with a lot of Arabs people, so I'm this kind of a guy who don't just jump into conclusion. I try as much as possible not to. Though it is there, it's tucked in the brain, but I try as much as possible not to. I just felt like, okay, fine, you know what's going to happen. Let me give him a chance. We spoke, we started talking, and I came to realize he's one of the most coolest person I've ever come across on the planet. That is what I'm trying to say. And along the line, the Easterners are the most lovely kind of people you can ever come across. I'm not saying everybody is bad, but I'm not saying everybody is good. So I'm trying to say something here. Generally, I think that when it comes to that perspective, I think this is life. You're going to meet bad Nigerians. You're going to meet cool Nigerians. You're going to meet stealing Nigerians. You're going to meet fraudsters Nigerians. So are it is around the world. And would you believe right now, like I can tell you right now, generally, I'm in Italy and there is a big fraud going on right now, which is even consisting of like the federal government. People are stealing from the federal government. Trust me, fraudsters, not even people right now. Fraudsters, not even government stories, sorry. Fraudsters. So what I'm trying to say is, if this thing has to happen in Africa and is in the media right now, it looks like a big deal. All Nigerians are scammers. It's not supposed to be like that. Most of us have conscience, and most of us know where we're going to. Most of us know how we grew up. Most of us, we have life in us. So as it is all around the world. So as I'm trying to say right now, I'm not trying to say, so as a lot of people will say, for example, I'll rephrase myself, Italians are racist. The Americans are this. Trust me, you just met a racist doesn't mean everybody from the country is one. You met a fraudster Nigerian doesn't mean everybody in Nigeria is a fraudster. You met, an uneducated, African doesn't mean all Africans are uneducated. So what I'm trying to say here is, please, let's try as much as possible. Don't just interpret what somebody has given to it, especially if that person was the first person we had to encounter on that aspect, and pass it onto a full nation. It is a very wrong mentality and a wrong idea. Thank you very much. So without talking too much right now, I have Asake and Central C, and the title is One Wave. I just want to say, what led to those talks was the music video is amazing. If you haven't watched it, I just recommend you to do that. So in the meantime, let's listen to the song and Wave by Asake and Central C.
Make nobody stress me, I'm on the wave right now. When I get in marijuana, not to flex, not to chill right now. I do my thing my way, I de hold my side. A million can tell you with the police, it's not my thing. What's up? Show my sakuja. I kid you no be power. Now wisdom they make you they gotta. Shoka. I'm a little to your side. Sometimes I dey feel like a burner. In my head, it dey feel like a burner.
I was on the field selling class A to the fiend. I was never playing for the under 18. Now it's 18 carat, that's another AP. 8 cribs in my name and a couple AMGs. Send your allocation, put your ID in my navigation. She a baddie, got my validation. Say your body need examination. Say you want vacation, then we ain't got enough rotation. I'd rather fly you out tonight, put you on a flight. Knowing you, probably try to argue in the sky. Babe, I'd rather lie to see you cry. We can start a family, but you don't trust men. You had no father in your life. More money, less clout. The vibe ain't right, I told my brother let's cut. Good karma keep coming in clutch. They never hit me up when I was down with no luck. But now I'm up, so
make nobody stress me, I'm on the wave right now.
Alright.
When I get in marijuana, not to flex, not to chill right now. I do my thing my way, I hold my life. A million can look tell you with the police, ain't no my thing. What's up? Show my sakuja. I kid you no be power. Now wisdom they make you they gotta. Shoka. I'm a little to your side. Sometimes I dey feel like a burner. In my head, I dey feel like a burner. But I dey my body. Make nobody want me. To the demo soji. I need the more money. Kinja in me ton jammy. In the toju mommy. Good energy's all I need. You fair with the pattern. I'm a yaran coming. Oh, you can bank on me. Every song is a bangani. Till eternity, in eternity. Everything should have vanity. I put my joint for my sanity. Make a little bit of calamity. I say I'm bringing love, the gravity. Jealousy, the jealousy. You see the signs, see the signs. No be lying, no be salary. You won't, no be parody. You won't, no be narrative. You won't, no be parody. What's up? Show myself a new job. I need you to be power. And now we don't need
you. You're listening to My House on Radio 5. By the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Wave by the one and only Ashike and Central C. And as I said, beautiful music video, nice visuals. I really didn't know who directed it at the moment, but I know it's definitely something amazing to watch. So, I'm talking about entertainment in general right now. A lot is going on. And talking about, as I said earlier, Wizkid's, Davido's wedding, a lot of artists did pull up, but unfortunately we did not see Burna, nor Wizkid. But amazing, Olamide turned up, even performed for them, and it was an amazing, wedding. All the celebrities, both old and young, the legendaries and the cool cat and the new cat and the old cat. And even Basketball even was using the wedding to promote the show, Cancel Culture, which is going to be which is going to be going around this summer in America and definitely in the UK. The name of the tour is called Cancel Culture. So, an amazing skit. Just check out his Instagram handle. You see what I'm saying? It's something I can't really explain. Beautiful moment, as I said. It's nice to see love in the hair once again, especially from a big star. Like, I guess Davido might have not know what he also is doing right now. He's also gonna be putting something great in the minds of the new cats in general. Like, marriage is a beautiful thing. I think the last time anybody witnessed something great like this was a very long time. So at least Davido is trying to change the mindset of the youth, and we hope he does that for good and great. So right now we have Black Sheriff, and he titled this one Kilo Milos. But trust me, I wanted to talk for long, but we have a lot of songs I really wanted us to listen to. So I'm gonna be trying as much as possible to speak as fast as I can. Black Sheriff has belong we heard from you, but not that his songs has not been on, but he has never hit the market for a very long time. Even the Kilos Milos is just something I came across, and I was like, come on, Black Sheriff is somebody I would really love to listen to tonight on the show. And so without talking too much, we have Kilo Milos from the one and only Blackie from Ghana, Black Sheriff.
Hey, oh, who you are, don't forget, oh. It's whom you are, don't forget, oh. Who you are, don't forget, oh.
O'Brien, Jimmy, training me body, you know my target. Van Damme, me from a new way, can't damn. All you niggas get cancer. Mad over the smallest things, like say you the rantown. Walk around the call, you can make I design you a crown. Everybody talking like they help me pass myself. Nipa kai de bio, nipa kai de bio, nipa kai. See me a gangster, minka so. See me a rasta, pretty peace. To know some road to be on me toes, say my son. Two things I've never been, a dummy and a pussy clatter. Trees they make a lazy lately, me mix it tobacco. Me grab up, me sense to think it mamba. Me why me telling me plaster, see my ba, see my ba. 10 times na me nipa hit a me lay. It be half a net, ya can import in me low. O kilos, o kilos. A kasi yem kwa, o sun wo. Sometimes I'm in the pocket and me lay. You be half a net, you can import in you. O kilos, o kilos. I can see and quan, o sun wo. Emre ye ninka so na mre si si ya sun. Ya si ya shada so a fe ye nisa go. A fe ye pray a hunt in time na diye mas wo. O bi a me kantre u se jo o time a sun. Na mre ye ninka so a mre si si ya sun. Ya si ya shada so a fe ye nisa go. I fear your prayer, want it time, now they must wait. We be on a country, we say Joe, we time as ah. Walla be sorry, walla be sorry, na walla be kwa sorry. Walla be free, we nyame, you want sin daja, daja mi una man.
Who you are, don't forget you. It's whom you are, don't forget you. Who you are, don't forget you.
Then times that me nipa hate me le. It be half a net, ya can import in me low. O kilo, o kilo. I can see him quam, or sumo. Then times I'm in the pahit and mele. You be half a net, ya can import in chino. O kilo, o kilo. I can see him quam, or sumo.
Okay, that was Kilos Milos from the one and only Blackie, Black Sherry from Ghana. The song that really certified him as one of the artists that we were looking up to at every time was that song. What would I say? Second Sermon featuring Burna Boy, and the other one he said, "Because I fucked up." Who never fuck up hands in the air? So that song, those two songs were the songs that I really kind of felt like, man, Blackie really did something. And also the last one he did again, oh, I can't really remember that. The title, I can't really remember the title, but amazing song, beautiful one. So Black Sheriff has been doing Black Sheriff, but especially the moment he came out and he was with that, what was his name? Mama Mia, I've forgotten all of these things. With the Ghana OGs, and he said they should bound foreign music from Ghana, you know, public centers like their radio stations and all of those. Not that you can't listen to them privately, but maybe public centers like radio stations, TV stations, you know, streaming networks and all of that, not online streaming, like, you know, like the MTVs and the rest of them. So they had to ban it, and Ghana government really appealed to it and they accepted it. But the problem was, now if you had to ban Ghana music, international music, because Shatta Wale came out and he said it's not about bounding international music, you guys are literally saying bound Nigerian music. Because at the end of the day, these guys, because they are overshadowing your charts, doesn't mean you are going to stop their shine. And I felt like that's the bad thing for them to do, in the sense that I think, first of all, the best place you listen to new songs are on radio, on air, on public places, I don't know, bars, clubs and all of those. And after that, if you're trying to bound international music, your songs are not even enjoyable enough to, because literally we are Nigerians, we have millions of artists. From the I think Nigeria has a group of artists where I can name from an A list to a G list. No cap. Like, I can tell you an artist who is just coming up. Their songs are great, but just that they don't have that publicity. That aside, but we still listen to international songs, like from Ghana's, from America, Italian, name the country. We vibe to everything. If you can even see right now, Nigerian is one of the most open artists right now. We should collaborate with all around the world, all around the world. So these are the things. If you don't listen to such artists all the time, as a person, how do you be able to relate when a collaboration like that comes up? We're not talking too much. This one was also from Ghana, and he calls himself Kamiod. I don't know. Kamiod, yes. And he titled this one NLF Breakfast.
Therefore, teach me before, say nothing they last.
You're listening to My House on Radio 5.
Middle. Love get beginning, middle and end. So if you catch you, use your sense. My guide you for use your head before you go end in tears. Love get beginning, or middle and end. So if you catch you, use your sense. My guide you for use your head before you go end in tears. Oh, it's been many, many days with swollen face, my hands on my head. Many people in the mighty, I'm telling me so. Chale the teen in the pain, me my heart, it ache me. I know no what to do again. Before teach me before, say nothing. Again, the I'm just about to
take it way up and put all of my focus in a making paper to make her work, yes sir. Make her chase another lady, no sir. Or make her turn into a heartbreaker. So many things made them burn to my mind all day. Oh, it's been many, many days with swollen face, my hands on my head. It's been many, many people in the mighty, I'm telling me so. I know no what to do again.
You won't teach me before. Say nothing they last forever. You won't teach me before. Say nothing they last forever. Forever.
About us, I'm not sure we stand at the moment, and frankly speaking, this is hard to say, but I don't think that I can do this anymore. There's just so many things happening at the moment that I've been trying. It's just, I can't. I'm sorry, but
you're listening to My House on Radio Fast.
Swollen face, my hands on my head. Many, many people in the mighty, I'm telling me so. Trying to let the team in the pen be my heart, they egg me. I know no what to do again.
Okay, that was Kimoli, and I titled that one NLF, Nothing Lasts Forever, open bracket, breakfast, close bracket. The song is a breakup song though, and he was talking about, they would have told him nothing lasts forever, and they don't serve on breakfast, you know, that kind of thing. Especially if you know Burna Boy last, and so you should know breakfast already. So it's an African slang for saying breakup. So, talking about Kiyodi, Sugarcane was also a song that brought him to the limelight, one of the best songs that we had in 2022, if I'm not mistaken. A beautiful song, an amazing artist, and he has been doing well since all this while. So right now, the next artist we have on our list is from the beast from the east, as I always call him. He's a king in his own legendary, like in his own boundary. If you want to, like Olamide, for example, I would say the Westerners don't fuck with him. I know not all, but some of Westerners, like Charlie, the streets of Lagos in general, not if you talk Olamide, you and they will get a problem. So he's just a king in his own zone. And talking about Flavor, also he's a king in his own zone. And Flavor this time is coming out with another one again, which he titled Her Excellency Nwaye Odogwu. So without wasting much of your time, her Flavor is Excellency. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Oh,
go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Flavor Nuyondogu, and he titled that one Excellency. And I'm talking about My House. This is a show which I come here to do every Wednesday by 6:30 on Radio Fab. And generally, my name is Dachula Sherbrooke, and I will say you're welcome if you're just joining us. And if you're not, you're still been vibing in with us from like the very first song. Just want to say congratulations and you're welcome. And the next song I have on today's playlist is an amazing song which a lot of people felt like it should be banned. Did it worse? No, they're not no good. A lot of, I saw a comment and it said this song should be banned, and he said like somebody now said why, he said because it's too sweet. From the very first moment I heard the song, I was like, damn, this is the collaboration I guess we needed. But trust me, don't get it twisted, everybody must not like it. But if you know Rema and you know Charlie Poppy, you should know the song we should be expecting, you know, because it's another banger with another vibe, you know. They call you Charlie Poppy and another banger. And trust me, and I don't know the one Rema is going to right now, because the one where Rema heard this, so he officially, the song was announced on Friday night. Thursday evening, I'll be Friday night, I can't remember, but it dropped during the weekend, which is just last weekend here. And on Monday, he dropped another song again. And these two songs were amazing. These are vibes on vibes. This is Rema for you. So without wasting much time, as I said, I'm not going to be talking too much because I really want to play a lot of songs and talk less today. I have a lot of songs already on my list, so please, let's just jump down to it. So this is a song that I was hoping to put on today's list, and finally I did. And I just want to say gratitude to Rema and Charlie Poppy, because I guess we saw the video of them recording a song in the studio like a couple of months ago, and we felt like maybe they were just vibing, but we didn't know they were cooking Bini Boys for Bini Boys, you understand? I even saw a video whereby a girl was playing the song and she was, you know, recording herself, talking to her mom, and be like, there was this place where it was just Charlie Poppy or Rema that said, when you will first of all call his BD brothers before he will call the police. I don't know how he placed the statement, like he would rather take the matters to his brothers in Benin than to take the matter to, you know, the government. Then the mother was like, yes, the mother is certified woman, like you said, the mama certified the one, like, ah, Benin boys will life and die with. I was like, home and abroad, God knows. I don't know. I feel like this thing is a thing. It has been stuck with many people, and I think we should let it go sometimes. I know, because one of the pumps say, you know, Bini, Bini, vibe, Bini, vibe. Sometimes they beat you, they go beat now for free. I mean, the Bini boy, by the way, don't get it twisted. So I'm not trying to, you know, rubbish anybody. These are my people. Trust me. Obviously, it's so my first speaker, I'm going to understand. So without talking too much, I'm going to be playing Rema and Charlie Poppy, and the title is one, Bini Boys.
They call me Charlie Poppy.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Touchdown, Bini Boys, gang, gang, gang. Money, agba, money, repete. Remy, ega, waro, shali, sabele. Sata, monika, touchdown, shekes. They like to the dance, they like, bang, bang. Now we dey bully, now we dey pepe. If you play with the boys, you go call it. See the wins, you know, it us, we no get.
Ega, waro, they call us Bini Boys. We not, they make too much. Now we dey pull up with comfort. You know the billions, where we go check. Many fishes in the river, but now you and one says, chop you. I keep my teeth, you for lunch. I feel for dinner on two.
Simoni, 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 Simoni. Now we be the bride of Bini, no basses supposed give us men down. Give men down. Now my Bini brothers I go call before I call your love power.
Wait,
bound.
Bini boy, you can paste your location. What is your next destination? Should I give you my direction? Touch Bini boy, you don't touch full nation.
Touchdown Bini boys, gang, gang, gang. Money agba, money regbet. Remy Eke, Waro, Shali, Sabele. Sata Monika, touchdown, shekes. They like to the dance, they like, bang, bang. Now we dey bully, now we dey pepe. If you play with the boys, you go call us. See the wins, you know, we don't say we no get.
Yeah, gadget, they call us Bini Boys. We not they make too much noise. Now we they pull up with convoy. You know the billings way we they chest. Many fishes in the river, but now you and one test. Chop you and give my date you for lunch. Have you for dinner on to the next.
Oh yes, begalas, begalas, dumbaga, dumbi, new boys, no they rest, so ya shimas. Say we see opportunity, we know this is so small thing. Come on, choose and buy for my team.
Small circle, big money, dirty money. Chubby body wanna come me. New Benzo incoming. Everybody tell me what time that you coming.
I go by the name Dachel Shepherd, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Bini Boys by Rema and Shallow Poppy. And a song I personally said they collaborated and they had to wait so that they can drop it for us to vibe to this summer. But Rain Con the Fauna will not feel vibe to right this summer. So amazing song, beautiful one. I don't know how to describe it. Man, I'll call the over talk. I may not be like saying that because they've been able to overhype them. But if you could know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you should know. Charlie Poppy has been my most trashed artist ever. That's because he's my brother. Trust me, I can criticize him for all I care. Now you get your man talking. But they did something great this time, and trust me, I gave them a 5-star general badge. Trust me. But this time, we're going to be listening to a lady, one of the most beautiful and amazing singers of all time. These two collaborators are the artists. One time we felt like the Bonnie and Clyde. We felt like we had another Bonnie and Clyde, or the Nigerian Bonnie and Clyde, or perhaps you can also say we had J and B, like Jay-Z and Beyonce. But at one time, it was such a sad story for everybody when they did not get along and they broke up. I was one of those who were heartbroken. Trust me, I'm one of those who were heartbroken. So now they are back. Simi officially has dropped the album, and she announced it yet. I don't know if she has dropped it, but I guess sometime during, you know, before the end of the season, we'll get to listen to it if possible. But I would like to play you one of the songs, which I think is from the album, and it's featuring one of my favorites. Rap artists of all time. If I'm going to make down top 10 Nigerian best rappers of all time, I guess Faz is going to be among. There is nobody going to take that throne away from him. So I'm going to be calling on Simi and Faz, and the title of this one, Borrow Me Your Baby. And trust me, you know these guys, their chemistry. Even myself, never even listened to this one, but trust me, I already know it's going to be a hit. So right now, I give to you Borrow Me Your Baby by Simi featuring Faz. Go by the name Dachel Shepherd, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. I go by the name Dachel Shepherd, and you're listening to My House.
Normal level.
Man, see that sharp
sweet again.
Kilo fan on says, you say you like me, show you the why me. This picture with it for my DP. My boyfriend will go like this thing. Don't know, oh, Sandari. Sumo te u kashi fi. Rebe rapar koriri. Namo no ni diagiri. Idaya, olaya. Because of desire. Simisi, wahala. Iya king. Aroba, boro, 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 mi a baby.
Boro, 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 mi a baby. I give you warning, why you took the call me? You say you want me, but call really funny. You get your money, and my baby self will get your money. No, no, Sandali. Sumote ukashi fi. Lebe rapara koriri. Namono ni diagiri. Idaya, olaya. Because of desire. Simisi, wahala.
Baro, 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 baro
daddy. Enjoy man be no normal shalaye. Oh, I ain't proper. Please, brother, no talker. Don't bother. No, it's not that I want chop. I'm just feeling peckish. Just a little fetish. I know disrespect, please. I go use my senses.
I swear.
We go run away on the low. Me say if I know.
No,
no be waiting person they talk for megaphone.
That's right.
No be fight. I just want borrow your partner.
One time.
Just a night. If we can reopen that shop,
yeah.
I know come be kappa.
Please.
I know other jassa.
No.
I don't like to tamper. Jeez. I don't need to. Oh, lift up, you know see the chemistry. She's my first love, more than me's a terrible.
On Radio 5. Okay, that was Borrow Me Your Baby by the one and only Simi and the Fans. And talking about them, according to the rap, he said everybody thought she's gonna be my wife because she's my first love. And trust me, I see, if you talk about rapping, I know they lie. I'm not trying to overhype him, but trust me, Faz got one thing that I love. He knows how to put bars into words and words into bars. And ladies and gentlemen, Faz himself has a collaboration with Simi's at the moment husband, Adekele Good, and I don't know how they are able to manage all of this, but I thought, or I think that Spaz and Simi used to date because of the chemistry of songs they used to give to us. And we say this to Mari, and not be lie, you we've seen love songs tire, trust me. But I'm not saying Adekele Good and Simi are not doing the same thing, but just that I felt like Faz and Simi had this chemistry, or maybe it might just be musically, and but trust me, the chemistry was fucking awesome, and I really enjoyed the moment they gave us hits upon hits and hits, and even they did the joint album together. What an amazing thing. And talking about entertainment news in general, I need to quickly drop this. Do you know that Olamide is gonna be dropping an EP this season? We don't know yet, he hasn't released the date. I don't know if he has officially, but last time I saw the news, he hasn't yet released the date. And the most funny part was everybody from the EP are either his recent signed YBNL artist or past signed YBNL artist. And the title of the song of the EP is gonna be Ikegia. I don't know, he wrote it in Chinese and the translation was Ikegia. I don't know, trust me, I don't even know what it means. Volume one in general, and the first song title is Metaverse. The second one is Up Disco featuring Asheke and Fireboy, which are still in the YBNL record label. And the third track is Machiavelli. The fourth one is a Knockout featuring Sabiri. And the fifth one is Hello Habibi. And the sixth one is Micro War. And the seventh one is Secro System featuring Fuzz. Young John, Lee Cash, and himself. And they're talking about the people he featured. Young John, as I said, and Fuse were officially Olamide's first official producers. Any banger we hear that time is either Fuse or Young John, and they really did an amazing job. And I know that this is gonna be one of the songs that we're gonna be vibing to this very summer. So without talking too much, I have Skibby and the one and only Don Jazzy, which Wizkid called influencer the other day, but is in a positive way though, and they've resolved the whole issue. They all tweeted love, and what will I say, Don Jazzy tweeted back. But I think Don Jazzy is one of the most coolest person I have seen online. He's posted online. I have not met him in person, but I just think he's this calm guy who is gonna be able to be like, you know, what will I say, choose peace over calamity. According to what a lot of influencers have said, they just said sometimes they just walk up to him and just be like, yeah, we want a collaboration from you, and trust me, without talking too much, he just accepts. And trust me, such a person, I think he has an amazing, you know, spirit and so, and all of those. So without talking too much, right now I have Skibby and Don Jazzy, and they call this one Open Bracata.
Oh baby, make I go low. Make I shoot you bazooka, make you fall your kata, eh. they like hotel. Oh, bezala, oh baby, make I go low. Make I shoot you bazooka, make you for your kata. I drink a doku, I drink it, kai kai.
Okumbareta.
I put that dick, boku, kai, oh, no.
Okumbareta.
You know, that today, na fire, for fire.
Okumbareta.
If it's not, you know, be careful, no.
Okumbareta.
Ache ito, oje ojemba.
Okumbareta.
Oko sisi ese kodo waya waya.
Okumbareta.
How many bottles we with the maya maya?
Okumbareta.
Kalama tu kalama.
Okumbareta. Okumbareta.
Akala no be snacks. Ewe. Ewe. Moi moi na desert. Nisi kebe we de bro for la nuts yo. Moti jeon, moti jeon, moti yo.
Okumbareta,
I put that big book out.
Okumbareta,
you listen to that fire for fire.
Okumbareta,
if it's not, you know, be careful.
Okumbareta,
I check it down, Oje Ojemba.
Okumbareta,
Oko Sisi, Eze Kodo, Waya Waya.
Okumbareta,
how many bottles were we day? Maya Maya.
Okumbareta,
Kalama to Kalama.
Okumbareta.
Ogo goro na shinap. Fople na romas.
I did tell you.
Chape medu chabaku.
Moti jeon, moti jeon, moti yo yo yo.
I drink a doku, I drink it kai kai.
Okumbareta.
I put that dick with boka ole.
Okumbareta.
You know say today na fire for fire.
Okumbareta.
If it's not, you know be keke na pe.
Okumbareta.
Aje ino, oje ojemba.
Okumbareta.
Oko sisi ese kodo waya waya.
Okumbareta.
How many bottles we with the maya maya.
Okumbareta.
Kalama tu kalama.
Lo 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 lo. Okumbareta.
Clairewood.
Okay, that was Okumbareta by the one and only Skibby and Don Jazzy. And talking about Skibby, as I said earlier, a guy who used to also, how will I say, produce. He was also, I think he used to be part of, no, Skibby was not, but Skibby came out with Ricardo Banks when he did, what was the title of that their song back then, when Zanku was just a trendy thing, and since then, Skibby did his own thing. But the most funny part was, after that, he also left, but now he's back, and the song sounded like a generation song, that's what it sounded like, so no cap, and Don Jazzy as the full Sokoma way he be. I don't know which tribe he's from, but I know he's from Delta though, or South Nigeria in general. He did justice to it and all of those. So we have another person in the building, the second lady for tonight, and which we call the Makanaki, and she goes by the name Tenny, and she's titled this one Malakia. And wait, we're talking about Tenny, by the way. I don't know, like, is it that she stopped music or she's just not shining anymore, because she's done, you know, a few things apart from the album that she did last in 2022, if I'm not mistaken, the year. And one of the best songs from that album was the one she featured David Doe. And trust me, I haven't really seen anything big from Tenny for a very long time. And I know if you just, you know, and I know Afrobeat Genre is just starting right now. And if you can call out somebody who is just hearing Tenny for the very first time, trust me, she's not an upcoming artist. She's a star in the making. As from like 2018 to like 2017 to like 2020, Tenny was like top five female best artist in Nigeria we had in Nigeria. Like, either she collaborated by vocals, by songs, or by writing. You might, she even wrote for Davido before you get things twisted. So right now Tenny is back, but I think this is gonna be a big one. And she started this one Malakia and featuring Bien, and we're gonna be back after a short while.
Yeah.
metenda ni nema ni nema o koyale metenda koyale metenda ni nema ni nema koyale metenda koyale metenda ni nema ni nema o koyale metenda koyale metenda into my blessings no worrying no stressing no gravity nothing holding me down no time for no second guessing and every day when I count my blessings life don't teach me lessons. Glory to glory, I'm writing a story. I live for you, no regret.
Okay, that was Danny Malaika featuring Bien. And finally, we've come to the end of this week's episode. I just want to say thank you if you stayed all the way from the beginning to the end. And if you're also listening to our podcast, we also said thank you. If you missed the show, definitely there's a podcast for you. But I still go by the name of Dr. Sherberg, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. And this is my house, as always. As I said, we come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to give you the best of Afrobeat music in general. So that's for that, for that. Not too much. I just want to say, hope definitely I'll be seeing you next week. We would be in the same place next week, you know, just to vibe together and listen to cool music again. But I still don't know what's coming up. It might be something great, might be something amazing, might be something just for fun. I don't know. But let's just hope for the best during the week. For me, I just feel like the episode is based on the vibe and the energy that will pull up to it. So without talking too much, that is gonna be that for that. So as I said, and I always do, you know, I don't normally leave you empty handed. I always drop a song so you can be able to, you know, vibe to it as I leave the studio. Or basically, I vibe to while I leave the studio. This one is also from King Promise. He's gonna be my third Ghanaian artist for tonight, generally. But he's not doing this one alone, he's doing it with the one and only Charlotte Poppy right now. And I think Charlotte Poppy is this artist which I think had more collaborations this year. If there's any other, you can make it known to me. I don't know, but personally, I just think Charlotte Poppy had more, you know, collaborations and top collaborations. Let me put it that way, because even if you have been, you know, collaborated with as an artist and your songs doesn't, you know, hit the off spot, we just think the collaboration was work. But Charlie Poppy, at least if you do any song with them, you know, it's okay. Bad as he bad, the song will do that, you know, and that's, it will do that top, you know, understand. So I just want to say he should keep whatever he's doing up. He should always, basically, I just think people love him because of the energy that he's putting into songs, and he's always doing that, and we hope him for, we wish him and we hope for the best from him every other time. So this is me signing out. I go by name Dr. Sherberg. I just want to say thank you if you've listened this far, and if not, thank you also. See you next time, which is next week, 6:30 at Radio Fab.
sing under the sun, we go shake me. Kick out me home, some you they tempt me. But when you see me, you go compose. You see me, but I compose. Only thing for this life when they freak me. Be time when my girl, they tease me. They can't cut me out, but they need me. Say continental, we go talk. International, we go fly. Say make me nosy, ow, ow. I bring me nosy, ow, ow. Continental, we go talk. International, we go fly. Make me nosy, ow, ow. I bring me nosy, ow, ow. Ay, ay. In Miami. Continental, we go talk. International, we go fly. Ay, ay. Get Miami. Continental, we go
jump. International, we go fly. Wait, intercontinental, struggling but now doing better. I be catchy flat like I'm catchy feelings. I might stack up my phones to the ceiling. Oh Kiki, tell me how you feeling. Do you love me? Hope you know they deceive me. My life feels to me like I'm dreaming. Action film, steady camera filming. My life, see life starts up like turn. No, can't go use your own, spoil my own. I ain't any place, I fuck shit up. Unlimited grace, I got it tough. Lyrically speaking, listening, pay attention. I'm not gonna be repeating. There's a reason I be balling every season. TNT, you know my
speaking. Continental, we go jump. International, we go fly. Nigga, Miami. Continental, we go jump. International, we go fly. We never get to see, cut the first stone. It no be competition, man, I'm the best though. Sell out to from Nungwa to London. The girl, I'm one single, my ding dong. I know my identity, I know myself, oh, yeah. Girl, he say she know me let go, yeah. Give her wings like Red Bull, yeah, yeah. Say continental, we go chop. International, we go fly. Say make me nosy, ow, ow. I bring me nosy, ow, ow. Continental, we go chop. International, we go fly. Make me nosy, ow, ow. I bring me nosy, ow, ow. Ow, ow, ow. Miami. Continental, we go chop. International, we go fly. Ow, ow. Make it Miami. Continental, we go chop. International, we go fly.